Hallelujah. Power in the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. Does anyone believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? Has anyone listening right now ever experienced that power that's in the name of Jesus? Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. There's power in his name. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. This is your daily multivitamin. This is your daily exercise. This is your daily spiritual meal wrapped all in one. Welcome. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, your host here with you live, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And God has a word for you today. As I say good morning, good morning, good morning. We're in Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14 on today. Again, that is Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected and to tune in live with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there's a click-to-call button that you can press, which will call the number for you, or you can press the radio player to tune in online without having to call. Again, that is rossi.org. If you cannot tune in live, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day and to share with others. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14. Reading from the KJV. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Listen to that again. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Glory. What is the topic? Say it out loud wherever you are right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. What is the topic? Wait on the Lord. Here David was encouraging us to understand the power of God, and that because we understand the power of God, being that God is Alpha and Omega, and there's nothing too hard for him, then we ought to have the assurance that while we live, God is going to work the situation out. Wait is what he said. But not just to wait, but to wait on whom? Wait on the Lord. in verse 13. He said, if I did not believe in the goodness of God, if I did not believe that God could work this thing out, I would have fainted. In other words, I would have given up. I would have thrown in the towel. I would have tried to work out the situation of my own strength and wisdom. What situation, evangelist? Any situation, not just COVID-19, because although this pandemic is here, it is not the only trial that people are facing. It is not the only tribulation that people are facing. You had situations going on before COVID-19 hit. And you will have obstacles which you will face after this too passes. So he's saying that unless I had believed in the Lord, whatever situations that were attacking me, whatever obstacles that Satan was putting in my path, had I not believed in God, glory, I would have given up by now. Brothers and sisters, this is not the time to faint. This is not the time to give up on God. You already know what God has done for you previously. You already know what God has done, how he's made ways. You already know how God has opened doors. This is not the first situation you have been through. Some of you have lived through other pandemics. Some of you have lived through civil rights struggles. Some of you have lived through sickness and illness, bankruptcy. Some of you have lived through your husbands or wives walking out on you. Some of you have lived through incarceration. Some of you have lived through being terminated from your jobs and not having a penny, and God still brought you through. Glory. God still delivered you. That same God who was with you way back when is the same God who is with you right now. Did you hear me? I said that same God, glory, who worked the miracle way back when is the same Jehovah Jireh, the same Lord our provider. He is the same healer, the same way maker, the same door opener. That same God is in your midst right now. Will you do as David said and wait, I say, on whom? On the Lord. He said, I would have fainted, but I didn't. Why didn't I? Because I believed in the goodness of God. And not only did he say, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord, but he put a caveat there. He said, in the land of the living. In other words, I just don't have to wait until after I die to see the goodness of the Lord. I know there will come a time, right when we die, if we are followers of Christ, that we will live in that place in the sky where Jesus says he goes to prepare a place for us. And so if he tells us that he goes to prepare a place for us, then surely he will receive us into himself. We don't just have to wait for goodness living in the mansion. We don't just have to wait for goodness walking the streets of gold. But David said, I believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. While I am alive and breathing, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. And that is, in verse 14, what caused him to say, I can wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. Glory. I can wait on the Lord and still give praise. I can wait on the Lord and still shout. I can wait on the Lord in the midst of calamity and still say thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I believe to see his goodness in the land of the living while I'm breathing. So then he said, that strengthens my heart to wait, I say, on the Lord. What is it that you have been going through that has weakened your faith? What have you endured that has caused your heart to fail to the point where you have stopped waiting on the Lord? I'll tell you, and this is something funny, but I'll share it before we go in prayer. For years, and even now, I've been wanting to be remarried. And so every year I tell my family, you know, this is the year. Oh, I'm getting married this year. And so in January, I lay it out again. Then by December, I'm not married yet. But I never stop waiting on the Lord. And it's not that men haven't approached me. It's not that men have not asked to want to be married to me. But I got to wait on the right one. Because you understand, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. The right man, the right marriage, the right life while I'm living. And because of that, my heart is strengthened. God has done so many things for me already. God has opened so many doors already. Why should I settle now? Why should I faint now? Why should I give up now? As we go into prayer, this is also God's encouragement to you today. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for less faith. Don't settle for less healing. Don't settle for less finances. Don't settle for less spiritual gifts. Don't settle for less good relationships. Wait on God. And he will come in and supply your every need. He will make a way. He will do exceeding. In Ephesians 3:20, it says God will do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If you will wait, I say, on the Lord, you will come out of this better than how you went in every situation. Glory, as we go into prayer. If you will wait on God, you will come out as pure gold, better than how you started. As we get ready to go into prayer, just begin to say, I will wait on God. Tell him again, I will, glory, wait on God. Hallelujah, Father. We come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise, and Father, we say thank you today. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. I will wait on you. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We will wait on you today. We will wait on you for a good word from you as to how to handle this situation, just like the good word you've given us right now. We will wait on you for our children. We will wait on you for our marriages. We will wait on you for our homes. We will wait on you for our finances. We will wait on you for our neighborhoods. We will wait on you for our healing and joy and divine peace. We will wait on you for our deliverance, for everything that we need. We will wait on you, Lord. And while we wait, we will be of good courage. We will still have joy. We will still have peace. We will still have praise. We will still shout. We will still say thank you, Jesus. We'll still clap our hands. We'll still pat our feet. We'll still wave and moan and sing glory to your name. We will wait on you. And we will be of good courage. And then you will strengthen us. Give us our second wind. Become the wind beneath our wings. You will stand their backs up straight because we did not faint, Lord. We did not grow weary in well-doing, but we believed and we were steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord and the work of the Lord to see the goodness of the Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them, save them, sanctify them, deliver, fill with your spirit, open doors, make ways, heal and do what only you can do in ways that only you can do. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Tell him again, thank you. Tell God, thank you, Jesus, for all he's done. Tell him thank you. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call. Then we will end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who had stopped waiting on God and had gone about your own devices, doing things your own way, and listen, I've done it too. Let's just be honest. I haven't always waited on God, and I haven't always done exactly what God told me to do. So for those of you who you've been disobedient or rebellious, or you just haven't been doing what God told you to do because you weren't willing to wait, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will wait on you. I will wait on you, God. I will be of good courage. I will still give you praise in the midst of every calamity, in the midst of every setback, in the midst of every problem. I will still give you praise. I will be strengthened, and I will not give up. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and give God praise. Just tell him, I will wait on you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. For those of you who are rededicated, welcome home. When this is over and you can go to your physical church, make sure you go. But for now, go to church online, wherever they're having service. Stay plugged in with the Lord. Spend time with him daily, including your time here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Remember to text BF to 33222 to follow, so you'll get the recording sent to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Now, come on and praise him. Before I give you your task, we must be in a spirit of praise. Come on and tell God, I thank you. Tell him you're the same God who made a way back then, and you're the same God who will do it right now. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is wait on the Lord. Your task for today is to give everything to Jesus. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praising. And watch God make a miracle happen for you. Your change is going to come. Will you wait on God? Close. He's able. Wait on the Lord.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too